Supernova 13, web access your way. Social networking sites feature highly on any list of most popular websites. And in this podcast, we'll be demonstrating how to complete forms and work with Flash objects, which are now shown in line. For this presentation, we're using Supernova 13, running on Windows 7 64-bit. We're in Internet Explorer 9, and the Dolphin desktop hotkey set is selected, along with the medium verbosity scheme. Supernova 13 reduces the number of keystrokes that you need to press when interacting with forms on web pages. So I'm on Facebook at the moment, and I'm being asked to log in. So if I just press E to take me to the first edit area.
Forms mode, email or phone, blank line edit.
Okay, and I'm being asked to enter my email address or telephone number, so I'll do that now. Okay, and I'll tab.
Password, blank line edit.
And I'll press enter from here.
Dolphin downloading. Down page has 137 links, 30 headings, 8 landmarks.
So fairly painless. So as you tab to an edit field, Supernova will put you in the right mode, or you can press E and that'll take you to the next edit field, and Supernova will put you into forms mode. Obviously, the quick navigation keys, H to go to the next heading, etc., they're not going to navigate anywhere when you're typing in form fields. When you tab out of an edit field onto another type of control, like a checkbox or button, Supernova will resume using the Dolphin cursor. The main Facebook site has improved in terms of its accessibility quite a bit, thanks to work that Facebook have done and also improvements in Supernova. There are now landmarks on Facebook, so I can press semicolon.
Landmark search, landmark navigation.
And the Dolphin cursor jumps between the various sections on the web page. Many users still prefer to use the mobile version of some of these social networking sites. So
Dolphin cursor off. Open.
I've pressed Control O there to bring up the open dialog, and I'm going to navigate to
web dash brat. Page has 75 links, 1 headings, 1 landmarks.
I've gone to m.facebook.com, which is a little bit less busy than the main Facebook site. And as well as providing a slightly less cluttered experience, the mobile version of Facebook will also allow you to use an older technique called access keys, which are supported by Supernova. For example, you will hear as you cursor down or tab through the links.
Search link, home link shortcut 0, timeline link shortcut 1, friends link shortcut 2, messages link shortcut 3.
After each of the links, there is a shortcut key. So like in other kinds of dialog, you can use Alt with that shortcut key, and that'll take you directly to the item in question.
Notifications link shortcut 4, chat link shortcut 5.
So if I want to go back to messages, for example, I can press Alt 3.
Messages link shortcut 3.
And press enter.
Downloading. Page has 31 links.
And here we are on my messages page. One of the other big changes in Supernova 13 is the fact that we now show Flash in line. So what that means is you don't have to go into any special mode in order to use Flash. Let's go to YouTube.
Open. Type the internet address of a document, and Internet Explorer will open it for you.
So I just pressed Control O there, which is a Internet Explorer key, to bring up the open dialog. And I'm just going to type in YouTube, www.youtube.
Page has 126 links, 13 headings.
Okay, and let's search for something on YouTube. So E to go to the edit area.
Forms mode search.
And page. Supernova's put me in the right mode. And let's search for Brian Cox.
Doll. Page has 97 links.
And I know that on YouTube they use heading level 3 to go to headings of a particular level. So I'm going to press number 3 on my numero.
Heading 3, channels for you. 1 of 27. Link, the Universe Brian Cox Lecture.
Okay, so I'm going to press enter and that will start the video playing. And then while the video is playing, I'm going to use my B key to take me to the mute button so I can talk to you.
Downloading. Page has 87 links, 3 headings,
brilliant,
1 landmark.
To see you. I want to talk about kind of a
sign in button, search button, object,
goal.
Change quality
I
button,
talk about
mute
the universe.
Button.
Okay, so I was able to use the button quick navigation key B to take me to the next button without having to enter any kind of special mode to interact with the flash object. So I can now cursor around from the mute button where I am.
Pause button.
And I can see just above it is there's a pause button.
Seek slider.
And a seek slider.
Change quality 360p.
Button. And there we are. There's a change quality button
seek
as well.
Seek slide pause button.
So I can press pause. Press space on the pause button.
Seeks play button.
And it's now changed into a play button.
Unmute button.
I've cursored down. There's mute, which is currently unmuted. So
unmute button.
So I've pressed space on that. If I read the focus,
mute button.
I can hear that it's now a mute button. So
play button.
I can now resume playback by pressing space on the play button.
Play
Schrodinger's
button.
Cats, things can be in two places at once. But actually,
pause button.
Flash with Supernova 13 delivered to you in line. When using Tab to move between form fields, Supernova will automatically select the most appropriate Dolphin cursor or forms mode. You can suppress this behavior from the Speech Advanced dialog. And if you need to work with websites containing Flash content, the controls, providing they've been made accessible by the webpage author, will now be presented in line with the other controls on your webpage. If you'd like to try a free demo of Supernova 13, or if you'd like to contact product support, or just sign up for the Dolphin newsletter, you can reach us at yourdolphin.com.